Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. First, Isaac sinned against God by not trusting him. He sinned against his neighbor by telling a lie. And he sinned against Rebekah because he expected her to back up the lie he told, not only with words, but with actions for quite a period of time. It came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through the window and saw what was going on. Isaac expected Rebekah to carry on this charade for an extended period of time. We look at that and say, boy, how could you do that, Isaac? We are tempted to do the same thing and not trust God for some of the little things that we should. We trust him for the really big things that we don't have a lot of choice in. When we think we have a choice, we sometimes tend to trust in ourselves instead of God. Now, that was the same outcome for Isaac and Rebekah as it was for Abraham and Sarah. It is only a matter of time. A husband and wife cannot share house space for an extended period of time without acting like husband and wife instead of brother and sister. Isaac and Rebekah could not keep up their act indefinitely, especially when the king was the peeping Tom. He looked through the window and saw what was going on, and it was obvious they were husband and wife. We are not told any more. We don't need to be. The king saw what was going on, and the king did the right thing. Once again, this Philistine king. We think of who the Philistines were, and we think of Abimelech as being kind of rude and crude and socially unacceptable, and yet the king is the one doing the right thing. He sees what's happening, and he goes right to the source. He goes right to Isaac and says, "What gives here? I know what I just saw, and I know what you told me, and they don't match. What's going on?" He confronted Isaac with his deception. It's the same song, second verse, and it has the same chorus. In attempting to protect himself, Isaac put a whole nation at risk. He put countless people at risk because he told a lie. They were at risk of God's displeasure, and that is always the way with sin. Even though it would possibly discredit Isaac, Abimelech told the truth, and he put teeth to it. These two are husband and wife, and don't you dare touch them. Anybody who ever touches them, they're going to die. Abimelech made sure that they would be protected. There was not to be any question of their relationship. Even after this, look at what happens. Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him, and he began to prosper, and he continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Obviously, even though it would have been justified, God did not hold Isaac's sin against him. Forgiveness had taken place here. We don't know what Isaac said, thought, or did, but from God's response to it, since his blessing was conditioned on obedience, it would seem that Isaac did the right thing and confessed his sin before God and repented of it. In this thing with his wife, Isaac did not trust God. He did not obey him. And yet in spite of that human failing, God still blessed him. It does not give us the incentive to sin because we hope in a future blessing that has been promised. Rather, it tells us of the greatness of God's mercy. Experience of blessing after sin is an incentive for praise and thanksgiving. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.